From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is turning his attention back to two long-standing negative trends in American life: income inequality and a lack of upward mobility. Bears more. Liason has more.
President Obama told a familiar and depressing story, describing Americans who feel the deck is stacked against them and that the American dream just isn't possible anymore. It's a relentless trend, he says, that has gone on for decades.
That is a dangerous and growing inequality and lack of upward mobility that has jeopardized middle-class America's basic bargain, that if you work hard, you have a chance to get ahead.
The president says this is the defining challenge of our time. And to address it, he asked Congress once again to fund universal preschool, invest in education and infrastructure, and raise the minimum wage. None of that is likely anytime soon, but the president says he'll continue to focus on these issues for the rest of his term. Mara Liason, NPR News, The White House.
The international envoy overseeing the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons stockpile says the experts are preparing for the most dangerous phase, moving the material out of the country. Key roads, though, are still not secure, as NPR's Michelle Kelman reports.
After briefing the UN Security Council, Sigrid Kaag said security remains a big challenge for the UN and for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They need to move dangerous chemicals to the Syrian port of Latakia. But when Kaag tried to go there recently, she had to travel via Lebanon and by helicopter.
We hope that the situation will change, of course, and that the route will be open again. But we're not considering other routes currently at all.
No country has agreed to take the Syrian stockpiles for destruction, so the U.S. is outfitting a ship with a mobile hydrolysis system, and the OPCW plans to have commercial companies destroy about 800 tons of chemicals. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.
According to a report by the Washington Post, the National Security Agency tracks the location of nearly 5 billion cell phones every day overseas, including apparently some phones belonging to Americans. Post reporting, the NSA inadvertently gathers the location records of Americans who travel abroad, along with billions of other records it obtains, by tapping worldwide mobile phone cable networks. Post goes on to say that the agency uses powerful computer programs to establish patterns. Payroll processing firm ADP says its survey shows big gains in manufacturing and construction last month and says that helped to create an additional 215,000 jobs. Scott Brown's an economist at Raymond James & Associates.
This is an upside surprise with upside revisions, and it's going to likely set a tone for the markets, at least, of looking for a strong number on Friday.
Government releases its jobs numbers on Friday. ADP also revised upwards its October jobs numbers. On Wall Street today, stocks slipped. The Dow was down 24 points to 15,889. The S&P 500 fell 2 points. This is NPR. Man accused of opening fire inside the Los Angeles International Airport last month, killing a Transportation Security Administration officer and wounding three other people, made a court appearance today. Paul Ciancia, who appeared in court with bruises on his face and a bandage on his neck, said little during the brief appearance. He did not enter a plea. The 23-year-old Ciancia, who was shot and wounded by airport police, was allegedly targeting TSA agents, according to investigators. Officials at the U.S. Olympic Committee say they are considering a bid to host the 2024 Summer Games. NPR's Howard Berkus reports an American bid is contingent on finding the right candidate city.
It's been nearly 12 years since the last Olympics on American soil, the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City. So a carefully worded statement from U.S. Olympic Committee Chairman Larry Probst has raised the Olympic hopes of several American cities, including Boston, Washington, Dallas, and Los Angeles. Probst says the USOC intends to nominate an American city for the 2024 Summer Olympics if a bid has the right technical plan, leadership, financing, and government support. The group is vetting candidate cities now and has until the end of next year to make a decision. The USOC has also been working to repair a tattered relationship with the International Olympic Committee, which makes the final host city choice. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
A couple of technological heavyweights are joining forces as part of an effort to get broadband internet into every American school. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg announcing the pair are contributing a combined $9 million to Education Superhighway. That's a San Francisco-based nonprofit that's working to improve connectivity in schools. While most schools have some internet access, many classrooms still lack high-speed communications networks. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.